When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
I am the ferryman. The human spirit is my business. Their madness, their passion. The wonderful and monstrous ways they burn out their brief candle.
I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost.
Was heard to shout from the car, "He's dead." Whether he referred to President Kennedy or not is not yet known.
In 3 or 4 hours, people must get up and
go to identification.
Just as all the wonderful nights left, started free from the rubble of...
I am here, in the in-between, to collect their spirits and carry them to what comes next. This road is not on any map. It spans the thresholds between their most forbidden desires and their greatest fear. All I ask for in payment is a tale, an accounting of their lives in the great temporary that is the land of the living. These are their stories. This is The Passage. February 24th, 2006. The psychological landscape of an American city in the dawn of a new millennium. The covetous and the criminalized, the sceptered and the marginalized, creators and their critics. This is a place where truth has splintered into as many self-reflections as there are onlookers. Millions of egos angling for positions on their own stages, desperate to be seen by themselves. A million voices screaming to hear themselves. All wanting to fit into their own experience. This metropolis where loneliness and madness come to dance. And soon there will be as many realities as there are souls. Each projecting themselves on their own screens. Already it is beginning. The countless din of infinite echoes all converging in an ugliness so intricate and baroque that it takes a true seer to divine the beauty in it. We meet one such seer today, a conjurer of the future, if you will, who spent her life struggling upward to see and be seen. Herself, a knife that cuts through the gristle of the chaos of America to pull out its bloody beating heart. And once she has, to describe it to us so beautifully and viscerally that we cannot believe we'd never seen it. Yeah, there she is, at the corner there, waiting on this bus, though she's not quite sure where it will take her. Octavia, come.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Octavia, come.
Oh, am I your only passenger today?
Please take a seat.
I seem to have forgotten money.
No matter.
How can I pay you?
With your words, please.
What do I call you?
The ferryman.
Oh. I am a ferryman too, I suppose. I mean, I listen. I carry. I don't judge. Do you?
It is not my way to judge. But my passengers often seek validation.
Why not? We all want some affirmation. But critics can be cruel. They will not hesitate to give a writer a bad review, even in death. Godlike in their power to destroy the things they can't understand. You want the truth? I was my worst critic. No. I wouldn't worry about your judgment any more than any others. I've been judged my whole life. When I was a child, I was only told what I couldn't do, what I shouldn't do. Black girls don't write. Black girls certainly don't write science fiction. No, black girls don't win Hugo and Nebula Awards. Black girls certainly don't win MacArthur Fellowships. I didn't listen, though. I blocked out the could nots and should nots. I chose to hear another voice instead. Be who you are and not who someone else thinks you ought to be, a voice said to me. A voice inside me. The same voice said, write. I didn't have time for dreaming. I didn't have time for inspiration. I just wrote until it became habit. I ferried hopes. I ferried fears. California dreaming, the American dream. What happens to a dream deferred? I couldn't tell you. I wrote. That's the truth of it and the dream of it. Some of us don't dream. We just do. We write. And there are stories still inside me. Where are you taking me?
Well, Octavia, that depends.
No. I want to go back. I still have work to do. I didn't have a choice. Just like this, like getting on your bus, there were no choices but to pick up my pen. Clean toilets or write. Be some awful man's secretary or write. Be dead inside or write. I didn't have a choice. Writing is private until it isn't. Creating a story is a personal thing between you and eternity. No one has to know the worlds you create. The pain you exercise, it's an escape. Until one day someone gives you $15 for a few of your words, and you forget the privacy of it all. Writing can set you free. It was my way to freedom and a future. I couldn't see any other way to get there, and again, I had no choice. The future chose me.
Yeah, it continues to choose you.
You mean to say I can't go back, only forward? Do I have to do it alone? I might have been too alone in life. I don't want to be alone now. Wait. Who is that? Do I know them? Hello? Can she not see me?
She cannot.
Who is she? I know her. A white woman carrying a young boy. The dress she wears covers her from ankle to chin, but the hem of her skirt is caked in mud. The boy is soaking wet and not shivering. I know her. I know the boy. They are out of time. But I know them like I know my own reflection in this window.
There are more.
And this young couple, they sit next to the mother and child as though they cannot help it. They are tied to each other. I know them too. The woman looks like me. If I could have made myself over, younger, marriageable, fierce yet compliant. I wonder if these spirits are kindred to me. My ancestors, perhaps, or my lineage. Or both. Are you doing this?
I don't invite these spirits. You do. Aliens, monsters. You've kept so many spirits with you. Why?
I don't know. I thought I knew, but now I'm not so sure. A pregnant man. A womanish creature. He's letting her sit first. Now he settles in carefully next to her. His belly protrudes slightly. It moves like the ocean. Something. Something is alive inside of him. Now I remember these people. Oh. Somehow my characters never felt like something I gave birth to. I formed them out of clay, like God, like Zeus. A man in a police uniform, a woman speaking Spanish, a man carrying a rifle, the barrel radiating heat, his whip is scabbed over with blood strapped to his hip. I see the female alien with blood on her claws. An old man reads from a sacred text, but the teen beside him writes her own. The monster inside the pregnant belly stirs. The lady in the back, the one that most resembles me, one of her arms is missing, gone. And her husband cautiously holds the hand she still has. She is indifferent to the absence of her limb and the offer of his love. Strangers not of this realm, shadows from another world, aliens. Alien is the word we use to describe that which we cannot understand, which we cannot comprehend. Something from beyond us, something unknown, that which we fear the most. Ferryman, how many ways can you define alien? Is it by badge or country? Is it skin or planet? Am I a monster because my voice is too deep and my body too strong? Are women monsters for death, or men monsters for making babies they don't want? I've seen it all. I wrote to make sense of it. No one could ever tell me why bad things happened, why evil people rise into power for generations, why the silent endure, so I wrote. I shaped the horror into something beautiful. I wrote from the shadows, but shadows are a real phenomenon. Physical. An obstruction of light. I wrote from the shadows to make you see them. I wrote in defiance to show people they don't have to bend to the judgments of others. They can live their own way. Look at that. The ocean at night. I love a drive up the Pacific coast. Writers are the most treacherous of criminals. I hurt, I maim, I torture and kill. I set women on hard journeys and tear open the stomachs of pregnant men. I travel through time and space with no regard for the laws of science. This is the blessed audacity of fiction. I am stronger than Zeus on Olympus. Zeus fears me. You, driver, you fear me. It is a new feeling for you. I can see that. I haven't lived one life, I lived 1,000. Hell, maybe you've taken me on this journey before, maybe 1,000 times. I am a criminal of eternity. People applauded and paid me money to hurt and maim and kill. Well, I wish the applause and money had been easy. That was a much tougher journey than the one we're on now. But I have died before. I died when they rejected my skin and my words. I died when they rejected the tenor of my voice. Or the strength of my stature. After every story, I died. What becomes of you if you've died before? If you've died again and again? I need air. I can't breathe in here. Time smells strange here, like a dream. The landscape outside, lush, evergreen. What road is this, driver?
You're changing it as we go. This, too, is your story.
A dissipation of the haze into crystal blue. Clouds are welcome. I like moments of shade as much as I like sunshine. Shadows, too, of course. The shadows are a blessing. These passengers on the bus, my characters, my children, the parables of my life. I used to fear that they were wedged into tight, sleeping places and shackled to me in long chains, but they aren't. I said I had no choice, but now I'm not sure that's quite true. I had many choices. But I was so decisive, so determined, I felt my path destined. And when I could not write, I took for granted all that I'd already written. Still, every story I created me. I wrote to create myself. So what becomes of me now, ferryman? I want to be free. I do not believe in heaven or hell. Heaven is for the naive and hell is for the jaded. For sensible people, I'd expect a sensible afterlife. There is no after or before, is there? Just next and next and next.
Then tell me, what is next?
This slow moving bus, where is it going? I used up 8 lives, hence my name, to get to this last voyage. Is this the dying American dream? Is this the last underground railroad with you? Crawling through my self-pity until I can finally see the stars. Maybe my manifest destiny was to tell the truth, but tell it slant. I always thought my life was unfinished, in need of revision. Maybe it is okay like this. When I say I have so much more to say, I forget there may be other voices out there ready to write those words. Because I am able to do both. Reach into the past and see into the future to find the truth.
You did write the truth, didn't you?
I wrote my truth. Sometimes it felt like vengeance, but the truth isn't vengeance. It's just the truth. I wrote these stories for me, and others were drawn to them. I'm grateful for that. And now these characters have chosen to be with me.
Yeah.
What do you say, ferryman? Do they keep traveling with us, or do I go the rest of the way alone?
Well, I don't make the decision.
Okay, then.
Seems, this is your stop.
Look out the window. The beauty and terror of it all. It is there with or without me. I can accept that. My words are eternal. Children, be well. Thank you for the ride.
Thank you for your words. was no path toward the future, she forged one. Where the path was dark, she cast a light. A cartographer of the American psyche. Why then shouldn't she forge her own afterlife? Shh, don't tell anybody. I do wonder what dreams she will spin into reality beyond the veil. It's not for me to know. All I can do is listen and see her on her passage.
The Passage stars Dan Fogler as the ferryman. This episode features Juliet Jeffers as Octavia Butler, written by Nikki Salcedo, with additional writing by Dan Bush and Nicholas Dukoski. Our executive producers are Nicholas Dukoski, Matthew Frederick, and Alexander Williams. First assistant director, script supervisor, and production coordinator, Sarah Klein. Music by Ben Lovett. Additional music by Alexander Rodriguez. Casting by Sunday Bowling Kennedy and Meg Mormon. Editing and sound design by Dan Bush. Dialogue editing and sound mixing by Juan Campos. Additional sound editing by Racket Sound. Our supervising producer is Josh Thane, created by Dan Bush and Nicholas Dukoski. Produced by Dan Bush, The Passage is a production of iHeartRadio and Psychopia Pictures.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.